KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Attention all 13-year-old female readers of our newspaper and listeners to this station. Run, do not walk, to the nearest multiplex playing Twilight. That's the screen version of Stephanie Meyer's best-selling Potboiler about a principled vampire and the teenage girl who loves him. Others needn't run or walk. The bleached-faced bloodsucker Edward Cullen attends high school in Forks, a particularly gloomy little town in Washington State. He's played by the young English heartthrob in the making, Robert Pattinson. Edward first meets his inamorata Bella, who's played by Kristen Stewart, when she moves to Forks from Phoenix, where she had managed fatefully to avoid getting a tan. In a film that has the courage of its absurdity but not much else, Pattinson gets the best of what passes for style. He's been fitted out with an upswept rat's nest hairdo, along with a thin coat of clown white makeup, and photographed with special attention to his cantilevered brows and his gift for growing a gaze into a glare or a leer. Kristen Stewart, on the other hand, hasn't been directed so much as permitted or maybe incited to indicate anxiety by spitting out her lines in a rat-tat-tat that can be borderline unintelligible. Not that Twilight's fate hangs on intelligibility. It hangs on fangs that aren't bared and on a bloodlust that isn't indulged. Edward is, as he explains to Bella patiently, the vampire equivalent of a vegetarian. Like ordinary people living on tofu, he and his family restrict their diet to animal blood, though they still consider the human variety a treat to die for. Indeed, the movie pushes undead abstinence while its director, Catherine Hardwicke, indulges in klutzy extravagance that misfires as often as it fires, until the climax when Edward clashes with the slavering scion of a carnivorous vampire family in some no-tofu kung fu for the custody of Bella's soul. Twilight has targeted the collective soul of teenage America, and it will surely have its way. By happy happenstance, a remarkably fine and genuinely frightening movie about a teenage vampire is playing in a dozen or more cities around the country. Let the Right One in Swedish with English subtitles, was directed by Tomas Alfredson from John Lindquist's adaptation of his own novel. This time the genders are reversed. The vampire takes the form of a dark-eyed girl. Her name is Ellie, and she moves into a suburban apartment with a stone-faced man who only looks to be her father. At first, Ellie has evil eyes for Oscar, the boy next door. He looks like an angel and lives in a hell created by school bullies. But she falls in love in her fashion and becomes the boy's protector. The style here is as elegant and laconic as Twilight is amateurish and campy. The cinematographer has created formal compositions that I look forward to savoring as still frames when the DVD is released. The film has its share of sly humor. At one point, Ellie, her face smeared with the victim's blood, snuggles with Oscar in bed and tells him she's not really a girl. He still wants to go steady. Yet the main dramatic tone is quiet horror, grounded in a matter-of-factness that will really have your blood running cold. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.